of a sudden, the monkey jumps on him.
Guys, the monkeys are attacking!
Animals attack.
It looked like a cartoon. There were thousands of roaches.
With Brad and John.
The first thing the bear did was come straight at me and took a left-hand swing. It turned around and it was snorting blood and looked at me and I thought, oh no, here it comes.
Cougar versus axe-wielding grandma today in Animals Attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we will definitely engage in reckless speculation.
And this is not fake news.
Now, this comes from British Columbia. We'll hear from the grandma here. But again, the animal in question this morning is the cougar.
There were a couple cougar stories just a week or two ago, maybe 2 weeks ago while you're on vacation. One was upwards of 200 pounds I caught here.
Well, this one wasn't that big. This is a grandma in rural British Columbia after a cougar ended up in her granddaughter's home. Now, you're going to hear from grandma here in just a second. The two live near each other, you know, within walking distance of each other. Grandma, when she heard what was going on, grabbed an axe and went after the cougar. The granddaughter, who's 20 years old, came home to find a cougar in her woodshed. That's attached to her house. This is 10 o'clock at night. She asked a friend for some help, but gave up on the friend and then went to grandma's and said, Grandma, I got a cougar in my woodshed. And the homes are pretty much adjacent. The grandma went out on her front porch and turned on her flashlight toward her granddaughter's house. And she saw two black eyes that caught her light. And then Granny said there was a commotion. And then there was a mistake made. The granddaughter's roommate opened the door. The dogs went out. The cougar went. Well, let's listen to Grandma.
Once he opened the door, then the dog ran out and the cats ran out. And then the big cougar came after the dog. And so I said, well, we can't have this. So I ran downstairs and grabbed my axe.
Ran downstairs and grabbed
now,
my axe.
Now, you were just splitting wood couple days ago. Where do you keep your axe?
It's out in the shop.
Yeah.
But after my experience of splitting wood with that axe, I'm with Grandma, man. That axe is a bad mofo.
Well, Grandma, she doesn't keep it in a shed. She doesn't keep it in a garage. She keeps it right there in the house. So Grandma went right over there with that axe. The dog had chased...
Did she split that cougar's melon?
The dog had chased the cougar into the house at one point, and Granny said, this is what Granny said of the cougar. She, the cougar, is in the corner, then she's on the piano, then she's jumping on top of the fridge.
God dang.
She's into the kitchen, she's knocking things over, and then all at once, the cougar did finally run out for good. Granny said, I shooed her around, got her into the hallway, out the back door, axe in hand, and away she went. The cougar was not harmed. Granny was not harmed because Granny's got an axe.
I bet. I bet Granny cut most of the wood that's in that woodshed, too.
Let's get her down to the Cash compound and get her splitting some wood with you.